Hi, good morning. Good vafa, Ross. I apologize for the delay. Pasuk Yud Tes. Kol bo'eha lo yeshuvun v'lo yasigu ochos chayim. Kol bo'eha lo yeshuvun. Shelo yomer odom eilech b'shvius libi v'achakach hoshuv. L'zeh omer shekol bo'eha lo yeshuvun lo yiyuch l'shuv. So what is Shlomo HaMelech referring to here? V'hu neged ha'holchem achar ha'chemda. Person, people who succumb to the Yetzirah of chemda, to pursue wealth and the like. Ki lo yeh yochel leshe b'mnucha v'hashket. Achar shay yedarko lirdov tamed achar ha'momon v'hachemda. Because it's become so deeply ingrained and so reinforced to constantly be on the move, this restlessness, l'chein bo'eha lo yeshuvun, ki holchem u'boim tamid v'hem osim averos v'avlos, l'chein oma lo yeshuvun. Here, the difficulty is that it's a major, major yesod that I feel a rush of kol yomav, that a person can always do tshuva. It's certainly the case that the more negative momentum has been built up, the more difficult it is and the more formidable the process is. But it never becomes impossible. The question is, what does the gon mean here? When in interpreting the pasuk of lo yeshuvan, lo ye yecholim lashuv mimeno. I don't know. I hope we'll come back to that, Blinada, but for now we're going to leave that. Again, the Gaon following up on his approach of how the Yetzirah metaphorically represented, associated with Nukva, subdivides into Chemda and Taiva. So, V'lo yasigu ochos chayim hu neged ba'alei ha'taiva. Shehem shochem al moves besam. They lower their home, meaning their activities in the home, to be a source of death. Ki enam oskim b'tar shehi achayim, laza ome shelo yasigu ochos chayim. Tekev kasher yasuru mimenu v'holchem l'malas tavasam, lo yasigu klal, perush sha'af lo yavinu ochos chayim. Ki hataiva hu hepech hatara, kemo shekasuv b'medrash. Here too, the from Riata, at least literally, the Gaon is speaking in absolute terms. She'aflo yavino orchos chayim means sometimes a person can be at a stage in life where even though he's not doing the right thing or the best thing, but he's in a position to a little bit understand it, to somewhat relate to it. And what the Gaon is depicting is that a person who resolves that he's looking lemale tavaso. So it's not only that practically he's on the wrong track, but that he compromises his ability and capacity to not even do, but even recognize and appreciate Torah. Ki atayvahu hepecha Torah, kamo shekosav b'medrash, as noted in the footnotes here, Tosfos in Ksubos basically cites this, ad sha'ata mevakesh et tikonis Torah l'me'echa, b'kei shelo yikonso achilush siya l'toch me'echa. A person cannot be mispalel for what's impossible. A person cannot be mispalel for what's a logical contradiction. A person can't say, oh, Ribon Shalom, I want to win the Nobel Prize, so let me figure out how to square a circle. No, if you want to win the Nobel Prize, you're going to have to come up with some other project of Osai, other than being the first one to square the circle. So, ad sha'ata mevakesh et tikonis Torah l'me'echa, b'kei shelo yikonso achilush siya l'toch me'echa. The Gaon is in the same vein as the Chovos HaLevavos writes that ahavas olam haza, and in the context of this statement, what he means by ahavas olam haza, he means the ephemeral and transient aspects of olam haza, the physical pleasure, etc. That avas olam haza and avas olam haba, again, are mutually exclusive. And to the degree, meaning mutually exclusive in the sense that they can't fully coexist. And to the degree that a person has, again, that unredeemed, unelevated avas olam haza, to that same degree he'll be lacking in avas olam haba. The Gaon seems to be saying something very much along those lines. And again, the same question as we raised in terms of the first half of the pasuk, just how to understand the seeming absoluteness in what the Gaon is saying. Orchos Chaim, Kemosha Perashti Lamaila, Shadarke Tzadikim Nikra Os Orchos Shahin Be Iskasya, they're hidden, Umaat Asher Dochu Bay, but. And only a small group trod along that path. Videoch Tzara Uktanahi, and that's why the path is depicted as being small and narrow. Okay, good. Maybe we'll stop here for now. Good. So, Belina and Mr. Shem, we'll resume at 12 in the tent. Have a good, productive morning, everybody. Be well. Be safe.